And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Today, we want to bring the attention, as it has been throughout the COVID pandemic, on our business sector. And definitely, individual businesses, whether they are owned by big corporations or mom-and-pop operations, definitely have been feeling the pinch. No matter what kind of industry you're in, it has been a difficult time to get business done. But the Chamber of Commerce is there to offer support. And today we're going to be talking to the Chief Economic Development Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce, Cecilia Harry, who is joining us today on The Extra. Cecilia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon. Good morning. I'm very happy to be here.
Good morning. We're happy to have you here. And for those who don't know, and there probably are a lot, but we're going to be lifting the lid on this. Cecilia has been named to the 40 under 40 list. So just 40 people honored in this list by the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. So this is a nationwide honor. And Cecilia, first of all, thank you so much for giving us some time and lending us your expertise. But what does it mean to be designated with such an honor?
Well, thank you. It means so much just personally as a human who found her way to this profession out of a passion for helping families through having good employment opportunities, to know that this industry has embraced me and my perspective and recognizes my passion and energy for doing good in this community just means a lot. And I think it also talks a lot or speaks a lot to where our profession is going with these younger leaders who are challenging the way things have been done at chambers historically and thinking about what the chamber of the future can and should look like. It's almost like a nice endorsement from leaders within the industry that we young leaders are on the right track for the future of the industry.
Right. And in case people out there listening don't understand what a great honor this is, I mean, the ACCE, this organization, has more than 9,000 professionals as members from 1,300 different chambers of commerce, including 93 of the top 100 U.S. metro areas. So Cecilia, top honor. And Dirk Draper, who's the president of and CEO of our Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, says, quote, "We are proud of Cecilia's recognition as a winner of this 40 under 40 list of emerging leaders, and so happy she's on our team. Her leadership and innovation enrich our team culture and growth. Her expertise in economic development and Chamber of Commerce leadership enhance Colorado Springs' image as a sophisticated community who knows how to do business," end quote. What a quote. That's high praise from you, boss. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that is just means so much to me. I really appreciate working for Dirk, and I really look up to him as a mentor and a coach as well. So if you could hear my smile on the radio, it's a big one, because that just means a lot. His endorsement like that means so much to me.
Great. Well, it's for people who don't know, tell us a little bit about the chamber. I mean, it has evolved, definitely. Sometimes I've mentioned when we've had a guest from the chamber on about, you know, I think the first time I ever heard the Chamber of Commerce mentioned was on, you know, a Leave It to Beaver sort of episode. But it has definitely evolved into a more modern organization. Tell us about the chamber today.
Yeah, so our Chamber of Commerce, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, we are a merged organization representing the largest Chamber of Commerce and economic development organization in the region. And we work in several different ways to work toward that goal of achieving a thriving, growing business environment where our economy is diversifying, we're supporting a high quality of life, and we've got a strong competitive business climate for companies to locate here and thrive here. And we do that through, again, like a bunch of different services, but the major program areas that we emphasize in our body of work are economic development services, supporting our defense community, government affairs and relations, and then, of course, taking care of our fabulous members and making sure that we have content-rich events for networking and education.
And I'm not sure when exactly the merger took place, but it certainly makes sense to have these two, I guess, sort of vectors in how we work with businesses, how we attract new businesses to combine.
Yes, I agree. I'm very biased toward that shared model. Mm-hmm. I've worked in communities that have had separate chambers of commerce and economic development organizations, and then I've worked in communities that have had the two big focuses for the business community under that one umbrella of one organization. And it really does depend on what is best for that specific business community. A community that I served in Nebraska had those separate, and the two organizations worked incredibly well together. So it certainly is different for each community for what is best. But I think given the mission that has been decided upon and grown since the merger, it just makes so much sense that, yes, we have a rich, wonderful membership base, and there's nothing that we love more than taking care of them and making sure that the benefits that they've signed up for through membership are things that they're able to access and gain value from. But then to kind of couple that, having that inclusive focus of supporting the entire business community through a strong business climate and helping existing businesses grow with specific project needs and that sort of thing, that stronger business climate absolutely lifts our members up. And so that being able to do that together and really capitalize on the synergies of when that work overlaps or is stronger when it's coordinated is something that we're really proud of having at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, and always excited to talk to anyone in the community about in terms of why that's of value to us as a region.
Right. And it probably also helps in troubleshooting any areas where businesses are finding, whether it's regulations that are causing them to trip up or resources that are lacking. That way, through your existing members, you can troubleshoot that in order to, I guess, fix the problem so that it's not a problem for incoming business, right?
Yep. So really using our members to be sounding boards to help us develop and shape programming and outreach is something that's really important to us that we find great value in. And then, like you were saying, working with our business community on an individual one-on-one basis in terms of understanding the needs of a company, the challenges that a company is facing, or the opportunities that they're figuring out how to navigate in terms of growth opportunity in the region. We're able, through all of those connections and touch points with the business community, to often identify, again, like issues within the business climate where, hey, if we had an intervention here or if we advocated for this legislative opportunity here, this would actually really make a difference for not only these businesses that are in specific need right now, but it'll enhance what it's like to do business in this region overall, which lifts all boats.
Right, lifts the entire region, certainly. And yep. Certainly no area has been more challenging, I'm guessing, to businesses than navigating the pandemic. We're going to be talking about that and how Cecilia's organization has stepped in to do more to try to help businesses navigate this difficult time. After the break, we need to take a short commercial break, but we'll be back with more of the extra. And also, just a reminder to our listeners out there, about 45 minutes from now, we're going to be starting our coverage of CC Tigers hockey match. It's against Western Michigan. It's a rare morning match. They're playing in the Omaha Pod, but it's the start of the CC Tigers hockey season. So you'll be able to listen to it right here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back with the extra in a few moments. And welcome back to The Extra, the show which we connect you with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And today, our person that we're focusing on is Cecilia Harry, Chief Economic Development Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and EDC. And Cecilia, it's been, unfortunately, a pretty constant topic of conversation, although I think the direction and flow of these conversations has changed definitely throughout the past months of the pandemic. We're talking about COVID-19, the restrictions, what they have meant to businesses in our area. Certainly today, a very exciting development that we've been reporting, the first vaccinations were actually officially given out in Great Britain, with more expected to take place today in Britain, in the UK, but then in the days or weeks to come happening in the US. So that is a sign of sunlight on the horizon. So we're all very excited about that. But in the meantime, the Chamber of Commerce knows, and I'm sure has been hearing from its businesses and members, just struggling with how to make it through this pandemic hole. What have you been hearing from your members, and how does economic development happen in this environment?
Yeah, well, it's certainly been a challenge nearly across the board for our companies and for business leaders and members that are listening to this. We're here for you, and like you, we wish it was a very different situation with more certainty so you could make better decisions and your workforce was able to engage more completely in the workforce and that sort of thing. And so we know it's hard, and we anticipated that this challenge would come in the colder months, which is why we've put some tools together with some partners to kind of increase confidence, especially when it comes to interacting with local small businesses and still supporting those smaller businesses that really need us, especially right now. But yeah, it's been a big challenge. And what we're hearing kind of across the board is how important, it's a good reminder of how important certainty is for businesses, and how much uncertainty can create challenges, and how hard it is to make good decisions when you're not sure if the information that you have today is going to be accurate in 2 weeks or 2 months, etc. Companies have enough variables like that within their industry that they've typically have systems for vetting and making the best decisions that they can. But then you throw in something as disruptive as a global pandemic, and it really, really becomes a challenge. And so in these recent weeks, as we have moved across that dial in terms of stay at home and restrictions and that kind of thing, we've really seen that uncertainty challenge our smaller business community in particular, and those that rely on interfacing with consumers locally, and what a challenge that has been, because they will plan for what they know at one point in time, and then within a couple days in some situations, public health data has indicated that for the safety of the community, restrictions need to be increased. And so that challenge of not knowing if we're going to jump up on the dial or what that's going to mean for the company has been a real challenge for our small businesses. And so we're just doing what we can to support businesses with this uncertainty and then advocate where we can to try to bring as much certainty to the situation as possible in terms of what restrictions need to look like or what information businesses can anticipate coming based on what our public health leaders are seeing with case counts and infections and that sort of thing.
And I know in Pueblo County, at least, there was a big push to get some businesses, some restaurants, through with a 5-star business variance, this 5-star program. Is that something that the Chamber has been involved with Colorado Springs businesses as well?
Yes. So we've been paying attention to that program. It was created and piloted in Mesa County over the summer, with the Chamber of Commerce in that community very active in developing and promoting that program. And so we're aware of conversations at the state level for how to make this a formal program that counties and communities can opt into. And there's lots of details being discussed and that sort of thing, but we are absolutely in that conversation. We want to see tools come to the business community that allow them to, again, have as much certainty as possible, and then also be able to interface with their customer base as much as they can, and create that confidence in the consumer base. So we are paying attention to the conversation at the state level, very active in it, and are just trying to make sure that as that conversation continues, any program that comes out of that is developed in such a way where it makes the most sense for our business community and brings the most value and support to our business community.
Right. I was in Lone Tree up at Park Meadows Mall not too long ago, and I dined in one of the bubbles. And I've been wondering if those bubbles will be showing up on Colorado Springs streets anytime soon. It was, you know, it still is not bringing the numbers back to normal, but at least it was an option for people who still wanted to dine and patronize establishments and keep local businesses afloat.
Yeah, and thanks for doing that for that one company. And you know, you drive by the various, you know, restaurants and spots in town, and you see that there are lots of restaurants trying to get creative with their outdoor seating or additional kind of tent space so that they can have more capacity and then operate at a larger restricted capacity, if that makes sense, because right. They have this additional space.
Right. And I'm not just a bubble diner. I have blankets in my car, a hat and mittens. I will dine pretty much anywhere outdoors.
I love it. You're embracing the Scandinavian way of life. That's the thing. And
I used to waitress. I know that it is a tough life to begin with. So I want to make sure our restaurants, you know, can make it through. I mean, I know it's not, it's just a pebble, unfortunately, in a very large pond. So, or a drop in a pond.
Yeah, but think about all those pebbles together, right? I mean, if everybody made a conscious decision of like, hey, I love such and such restaurant, I'm going to bundle up and I'm going to try this outdoor dining thing. Or hey, we're going to do a little extra takeout this week, and we're going to, because that is still a very valid and good option for supporting local restaurants in terms of showing your support during this time when there's restrictions. So good for you. And thank you for sharing that example, because more of us need to be doing that.
Right. There's no shame in bringing your blankie. That's my motto. 9:28 is our time right now. We're going to continue the discussion with Cecilia Harry with the Chamber of Commerce and EDC after these messages. And welcome back to The Extra. Today, it is our pleasure to be hosting Cecilia Harry, Chief Economic Development Officer of the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and EDC. And Harry, we mentioned at the top of this show, was recently named to the 40 Under 40, a list of emerging leaders shaping the Chamber of Commerce industry. This selection done by the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, a very high honor indeed, really indicative of Harry's leadership and what it provides to the Chamber of Commerce and EDC in making Colorado Springs an attractive place to do business, a place of increasing sophistication, shall we say, in the business world. And certainly, though, very accessible. And I think one of the reasons it's so accessible is all the various events that the Chamber of Commerce participates in and sponsors for its members and even the public, so that they can get a handle on what the business climate is here. And Ms. Harry, can you tell us a little bit about, we have a couple of events that are coming up here, including a Chamber Connect event. Why don't you tell us about these events?
Yes, happy to. So if folks want more information, we have an events page on our website, and the URL for that is cscedc.com/events. But some of the things that we've got coming up, tomorrow is our State of the Region event with our keynote from Commissioner Waller related to his work here in El Paso County and the State of the Region. So that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. And then next Tuesday, we have a Chamber Connect program over lunchtime, and that is our State of the City with Mayor Suthers. So this is another chance for the business community to hear directly from our mayor and have a little Q&A with him. And then also next Tuesday is our Legislative Roundtable. It's a great chance to interact with the region state legislators to discuss important issues that matter to your business, that matter to the community and the economy. And it's really timely that we're having that next week as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, some great events and some good speakers. And speaking of Commissioner Waller, just earlier today in some of the comments that we had here on KRDO's Morning News, Commissioner Waller was talking about some recent data crunching by El Paso County and how it reflected that perhaps restaurants were not the sources of community spread that had been initially suspected, and he questioned why restaurants were the ones to suffer. And I guess that is a question. You know, is there any move to put pressure on the state at the level, I guess, of the health department and maybe the governor's office to really look at that based on the data, based on some of this data that's coming out?
Well, I know that our local public health partners, our excellent leaders in that space, are looking at the data and really trying to help those of us connected to this through the business community and through the greater community to better understand what the data is telling us. And I also know that they're interfacing regularly with leadership at the state level to make sure that what they're seeing with the data and what we're experiencing here locally is part of the data that those state decision makers have when they're talking about changes or further disruptions and that sort of thing. And so it's just so complicated. I have learned so much in that space in these last several months, thanks to the willingness for our local leaders to be very transparent about how this is fitting together and how they're looking at the data. And so, yeah, if there is evidence out there that we can and should be looking at it differently, I know that the folks that we have locally that are interfacing regularly at the state level are going to do everything that they can to make sure that that information is understood and has a place in that larger state conversation.
Right. And once again, those events that you were talking about, because I think there's a lot of interest in folks hearing from these leaders. We've had them here on our KRDO Extra show, as well as KRDO's Morning News occasionally, pretty much once a month with Mayor Suthers. But I know that, you know, sometimes it helps to be in more of a business climate when you can actually target those business-related, business-specific questions to Mayor Suthers and to Mark Waller. So again, to find out more information about those, we go to ColoradoSpringsChamberEDC.com. And are these open to the public, Cecilia, did you mention?
Yeah, so there are some various registration choices, and you can take a look on the website and see if one of them fits.
Okay, great. When we come back, we have more that we want to talk to Cecilia Harry about, and specifically about something that's very much intrigued all of us, I think, who have been reporting on all the developments with the permanent location of U.S. Space Command, what it could mean for the region, where we stand as this contest continues working its way through government. We're going to talk more to Cecilia Harry about that as the Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra. We are talking today with Cecilia Harry, who's with the Chamber of Commerce and EDC. She's the Chief Economic Development Officer for the local organization. So, Ms. Harry, tell us, you know, we've heard, because every time we do a story on the locating of U.S. Space Command, we have heard feedback from our listeners or viewers saying that, what's the big deal? And it is a big deal. Tell us why exactly it is a big deal.
Yeah, it's what I like, how I like to frame this opportunity with U.S. Spacecom. It's a really important business retention and expansion opportunity at its heart. And so I like to talk a lot about how if we take care of our existing business community and listen to their needs, respond to them, develop solutions that work for them, we're going to have these ripple effects where so much else comes together in terms of our regional economy. So we'll be more successful with attracting new businesses to the region if we're first successful with taking care of our existing businesses. And a military installation is really no different in terms of the themes of that. Now, of course, the end result of enhancing national security is a little bit different than producing widgets or something
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
But this idea of we have a really, really important asset to our regional economy in our defense community, and that includes our military installations and the private sector companies that support our military installations. And all of that is incredibly important for what we enjoy in our region in terms of quality of life and our future opportunities to continue to enjoy the quality of life that we have. And so understanding that, hey, we have this opportunity to take the existing strengths of our current military presence and build on that by recruiting this permanent home of a really important facet of our military. Why wouldn't we go after that? And to be able to go after a similar project that has the ripple effects that this project will have across this region, it would take way more effort. It would be way more difficult. The rate of success or completion would be much smaller. This is just such an amazing opportunity, and the impact that it will have on the region, for me, it's just a why wouldn't we go after this?
Right.
And then there's also that flip side of what happens when you don't go after an opportunity that's a good fit for your community. And so here we have all these rich assets with our military installations and the private sector that wraps around that. It sends a really loud message if you as a region aren't willing or excited to take those amazing assets that you already have and craft a solution that helps that industry or that presence find its solution. And so we want to be known as a region embracing these opportunities and being creative about being the right solution. And if we don't present that way, we're sending a message that we don't want people to think about either, which is that we're not open for business or we're not ready to embrace our growth opportunities. We absolutely are, and U.S. Spacecom is a great example of that.
And I've been in communities, not here, but other communities where there was a complacency, you know, the military base that had always been there that had been funding employment and other ancillary businesses for however many years. Unfortunately, it got defunded or I don't think any of them were closed, but it seemed that it came about and took the communities quite by surprise. And did it feel like we were, when they expanded the list or when they opened it up to other communities to put their hat, you know, their hats into the ring in order to try and compete for this locating of U.S. Space Command, did it feel like we had been taking it for granted up until then, or was it there that there was a lot of stuff that was going on behind the scenes that we as the public weren't seeing happen?
Yeah, I don't think there was ever a point in this process where our position as a strong contender was taken for granted. It was more that let's call it the classic process, what process a military branch typically goes through to make a recommendation related to where a mission is going to land or stay. There was just great trust in what that process looked like and how leadership had conducted that process in the past. And so with our community being familiar with that and understanding the assets that we had great faith in that classic process. But we're still very much doing what we could at that point to make sure that our enthusiasm and fit for U.S. Spacecom was clear. And then, yes, when that change to the process happened, it was just a really big disruption. And, you know, again, it introduced uncertainty, and no one wants that. And so that's been a challenge. Because there was uncertainty around how the criteria would change. And we saw some areas of the country make this shorter list initially that did not make sense to us from a competitive perspective.
They made big pushes.
Yes.
You know, splashy.
So we saw this influential element start to carry more weight. And so that was a change and different, but kudos to all of the community partners that have come together to continue to advocate for U.S. Spacecom here in Colorado Springs. because I've just seen a really dynamic group of individuals, again, passionate about this, knowledgeable about the assets that we have in this region and why it's such a good fit, and proactively doing everything we can to anticipate what this process could look like. And now here we are, one of six finalists. We feel very confident about the merits that we bring, the assets that are apparent and clear, where we are positioned competitively compared to some of these other communities that are finalists as well. And what's been kind of fun to watch is the press in other communities that are finalists to kind of see what they're saying about Colorado Springs. And there's even acknowledgement from some of these other finalists that we are we're in the forefront here. We are a contender here. And I think one community used the term about dethroning Colorado Springs. That's mm-hmm. how well positioned mm-hmm. Even our competitors see us in this. So again, that helps us feel with confidence and communicating a strong message that we're not only hoping that this happens, we know that when it happens, it will be the best fit for our national security. And that confidence in our message, I think, is going a long way. But we're not sitting back on anything because this is too important. It is too much of a really, really great opportunity for our region. And again, we would be silly not to go after this or let our guard down.
Right. And I want to be optimistic here. When this happens, Cecilia Harry, will you join us back here on The Extra and explain all the implications for our listeners as to, you know, when this momentous thing happens, we want to actually find out what it's going to be worth to the community. Does that sound good?
I would love that. Fantastic. I would love that. And the chance to share how those ripple effects go throughout the region, because this project really will affect us all in a very positive way.
Great, great. Well, Cecilia Harry, my thanks to you. Cecilia Harry, Chief Economic Development Officer for the Chamber of Commerce and EDC for Colorado Springs. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Shannon. I enjoyed it.
And Cecilia Harry, on the 40 Under 40 list, a nationwide list. So you can tell that she's in very rarefied company, and we are very lucky to have her working for our community. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius. We hope you have a great day.